Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Caroline from Fontana.
Caroline, you're caller 20. You win.
Yes!
You got a pair of tickets to a private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Wednesday.
I cannot wait. I was probably like 21 this morning and about cried.
Oh, I'm so happy that you won then.
Me too.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Serge Tankian has a new song out today with Tom Morello. And it is great. You should check that out. What's up with Florida on today's show? A guy that looks like Jeffrey Epstein is running for mayor of Palm Beach, because why not? People are dumb. A man was turned away from the gate of his flight because of his outdated passport. It was his 50th birthday celebration. The rest of his family went on and to their destination, and he had to go back and get his passport updated. The 420 catch of the day, our new music feature, and in the 5 o'clock hour, an extra pair of tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, you just want to eat him up.
A man's family flew overseas for his 50th birthday party, and he was turned away at the gate and couldn't go. And I'm not sure they're upset. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. Maybe check the date on your passport. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. This is your last day to win a pair of tickets to the private show at Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock, which is Wednesday. You still have more chances today. Let's do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Man misses 50th birthday trip over his passport. James Luton said he was gutted to have his 50th birthday celebrations in Portugal snatched away at the boarding gate. The rest of his family got on the plane and flew to Portugal, and this man had to leave and go back and get another passport. There is a picture included with the story. James's wife, Melody, and children, Robbie and Katie Rose, were standing there with a birthday card that said, "Happy 50th, Dad, Husband." And they were in Portugal, and he wasn't. The man added the original plan for his birthday on Thursday was going to be a relaxing day by the pool, a nice breakfast with Burke's Fizz to start with, and just a chill day. Took him more than a day to get his passport, so he said instead he was playing a round of golf on his own, while the rest of his extended family told him how wonderful the villa was. I think I love his family. They are rubbing it in. They're all in Portugal for his birthday party, and he's not there, and they're putting pictures up. Hi, here's my birthday card, Dad. Wish you were here. I wonder if they knew his passport was outdated, and they didn't want him there. What a great vacation it is for them. He said,
"My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined."
And his family said, "Yeah!" Congratulations to Michelle from Los Angeles. Just got those tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on Wednesday. Your chance to win is coming up. This happened.
A video of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. handling two snakes barehanded is going viral. The non-venomous black racers were spotted on a porch at Dr. Mehmet Oz's house before Kennedy grabbed them by the tails and held them up for the camera. He says he was removing them from the patio. His wife, Cheryl Hines, can be heard telling him in the background to put them down after what appeared to snap at his hand. He's all smiles. Experts say black racers aren't dangerous, but will bite in self-defense.
RFK Jr., welcome to K-Rock.
Well, hello, Dr. Kevin. It's a pleasure to be on the radio with you.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm grabbing snakes, obviously. That's one thing.
Right, but why? Why do you have to handle all wildlife?
Because I am very connected to nature. I've got a deep connection with all living things, and I love to spend time with animals and sometimes kill them.
There are a lot of weird stories about you, like you buried a bear in Central Park. To be funny?
Well, I didn't bury it, but I did dump it in Central Park. Yeah, sure.
You cut up some roadkill?
Well, yeah, I saw a raccoon in the road, and so I decided I would cut off its penis to study it later.
What does study it later mean?
Well, compare it to my own. I'm better hung than a raccoon.
And what was the thing about the cutting off a whale's head?
Well, there was a beached whale on the beach where beached whales are often found.
Right.
And I cut its head off with a chainsaw and strapped it to the hood of my car and drove it home.
Why?
Well, why not is the question, I think, really there.
That seems very troubling. You did that in front of your family. Do they want you to...
Oh, yeah, they were thrilled.
I'm sure they will. Do they want you to stop doing this kind of stuff?
Oh, no. It's part of my charm, I think, really. Recently, I drew a penis on the face of a sleeping rhinoceros. That was hilarious.
I'm sure it was.
I wore a dead fruit bat on my head at a synagogue at a bar mitzvah because I didn't have a yarmulke. And I also had a three-way with my wife, Cheryl Hines, and a panther.
You might be the dumbest human being alive.
Well, I'm fun at parties.
Our new music feature, 420 Catch of the Day, about an hour from right now on the world famous K-Rock. If you would have told me when I came back to K-Rock I would still be playing Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy, I would have told you were crazy, and I would have been wrong. It's K-Rock. The Freedom 250 Festival is a thing.
Freedom 250 announced the first round of performers and attractions for America's 250th birthday celebration this summer on the National Mall. The free 16-day Great American State Fair will take place between June 25th and July 10th, and performances will include Martina McBride, The Commodores, Flo Rida, Vanilla Ice, and Milli Vanilli. The fair will also include robotics and autonomous vehicle demonstrations and a 110-foot Ferris wheel overlooking the National Mall.
I'm not positive all of that is happening, as just about every one of those performers has pulled out. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
They're also lining up entertainment for what they're calling the Great American State Fair. This is a big concert in Washington on July 4th to celebrate our 250 years, and what a lineup they have. This is like Coachella for bands that hired their cousin as their tour manager. This is the listed performers include pop duo Milli Vanilli, one of whom is dead, pop duo CNC Music Factory, another of whom is dead, Morris Day and the Time, minus lead singer Morris Day, and minus the Time, they refuse to be part of the event, Young MC, minus Young MC, who also refused to be part of the event, and the Commodores, minus the original singers from the Commodores, and minus the new singers from the Commodores, who backed out today, too. But don't worry, Bret Michaels, Flo Rida, Vanilla Ice, and the guy from the Cracker Barrel logo, Tootin' on the Jug, are in. What a mess. Milli Vanilli, or whatever's left of Milli Vanilli, put out a statement saying they were never asked to perform and would not be taking part in the concert. The statement said others using the name Milli Vanilli that appear on the advertisement should be considered a tribute band with no association vocally, musically to our sounds and songs. But how can someone pretend to be Milli Vanilli when Milli Vanilli was pretending to be Milli Vanilli?
Here are some other people who will not be making appearances at America 250. The slow clapping guy from Rudy, out. The left shark from Katy Perry's Super Bowl halftime show, canceled. This one hurts me especially. The dancing Six Flags old man, not going to make it. Wilson the volleyball from Castaway, canceled. Keyboard cat, nope. The leave Britney alone guy, out. The cigarette-smoking man from The X-Files, strangely unavailable. The soup Nazi from Seinfeld shouted, "No Freedom 250 for me!" But strangely, just added Morrissey.
Here's a little news flash.
Yeah?
It's not funny.
Oh.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
Yeah, my bad. Tickets for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie coming up in the next 10 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, you are caller 20. You win.
No way. Are you serious?
Yep.
Radical. No way. That's awesome.
You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. It is Wednesday night.
Sick. No way.
It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day, a new song for you to think about, is coming up. But first, three things at four.
K-Rock.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Kevin Ryder for Megan Holiday with three things at four. Number one, there's a woman in Santa Ana who threw food at a Chipotle worker. She threw it right in her face. There was some kind of argument, and they have it on security video, and you can watch it online. She actually takes her trough. What is it that they give you at Chipotle? And threw it right at the worker's face. And I am positive the worker is not being paid enough to put up with that. Number two, an Idaho man broke a potentially deadly Guinness World Record. He has pledged to never attempt again. The longest duration balancing a running chainsaw on his chin. David Rush, who broke the record, said some records are simple, some are hard, some are flat out terrifying. Balancing a running chainsaw on my chin falls squarely into the terrifying category, a challenge that took me years to even work up the nerve to attempt. He also said there were still numerous obstacles involved, including oil dripping from the blade onto his face, necessitating the use of safety goggles. And there's nothing hotter than a person wearing safety goggles. And number three, there is a Jeffrey Epstein lookalike, almost a dead ringer for him, and he's gone viral. And he apparently wants to run to be mayor of Palm Beach because he looks like Jeffrey Epstein, which is good. Here he is, Peter Simmel.
My name is Peter, and I am now Palm Beach Pete on the internet.
He wants to be the mayor.
Because about 2 months ago, I was driving down I-95 and someone videoed me and said, Epstein's alive, Epstein's alive. And immediately, my nephew and I said, let's refute this. And we put out on Instagram, not that Jeff Epstein, Palm Beach Pete.
Okay, so that's his 15 minutes of fame. But now he wants to be the mayor of Palm Beach.
And that went viral. I'm a better version of that unnamed person.
You're a better version of Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know how it's possible to be worse.
I have a full head of hair. I'm lucky. I'm youthful. I'm vibrant.
Okay, those are weird flexes.
Nothing's going to change. I'm just going to get more energetic.
That's how it works when you get old.
I'm not centered around any politics or any, just no division. I just want to keep the people together.
What a great idea.
I think there's a lot of opportunities to make Palm Beach better.
Like what? What changes need to be made?
So some of my platform is any resident on the island of Palm Beach gets free Botox for life, as an example, or free cabana service set up on the beach.
Oh, you're talking about the serious subjects.
Or the iconic clock tower, that's going to be a bar. So free drinks for the residents of Palm Beach Island. So just making your quality of life better on the island of Palm Beach.
So I guess we've got that guy, which is nice. And that's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Violet Grohl's new debut album, Be Sweet to Me, is out today. This song is called Bug in the Cake. It's from Violet Grohl. It's specifically describing as recalling strange, almost paranormal vibes around her moving into her late grandmother's house. She's playing tonight at the Moroccan Lounge. This is the opener of her Be Sweet to Me tour. Bug in the Cake is the name of the song. It's Violet Grohl. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I got to tell you, I listened to that song like four times on my way into work today. It's fantastic. Violet Grohl, Bug in the Cake, from her new album that is out today. And that's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have an extra pair of tickets for you for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space. Next Wednesday, I'll tell you how to get them coming up next on the world famous K-Rock. Back in the early 90s on the Kevin and Bean Show, people would call up and say, hey, what's that song that goes anything, anything? And we would say, it's anything, anything. It was a crazy amount of people that would call and ask that question. It's Kevin Ryder. It is K-Rock. Viral Jeffrey Epstein lookalike announces run for Palm Beach mayor. This guy looks like the worst pedophile in history, and he wants to run for mayor.
My name is Peter, and I am now Palm Beach Pete on the internet.
He wants to be the mayor.
Because about 2 months ago, I was driving down I-95 and someone videoed me and said, Epstein's alive, Epstein's alive.
That is the worst person to look like. This guy looks a lot like him.
And immediately, my nephew and I said, let's refute this. And we put out on Instagram, not that Jeff Epstein, Palm Beach Pete.
Okay, so that's his 15 minutes of fame. But now he wants to be the mayor of Palm Beach.
And that went viral. I have a full head of hair. I'm lucky. I'm youthful. I'm vibrant.
Okay. Those are weird flexes.
Nothing's going to change. I'm just going to get more energetic.
That's how it works when you get old.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to make Palm Beach better.
Like what? What changes need to be made?
So some of my platform is any resident on the island of Palm Beach gets free Botox for life, as an example, or free cabana service set up on the beach.
Oh, wow. The important stuff. So that guy looks exactly like Jeffrey Epstein, and that is not a good thing. So that is the topic today. People tell you you look like who? Extra points if it's not somebody you want to look like, for sure. I have gotten in the past Robert Patrick, the T-1000 from Terminator 2, which I'll take. That's fantastic. I'm happy to look like that person. So people tell you you look like who? 800-520-1067. The best call will get a private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on Wednesday. You'll win a pair of tickets for that. People tell you you look like who? 800-520-1067. Another chance for you to win tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock coming up in less than 10 minutes. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
David from Norwalk,
you're caller 20, you win the tickets.
No,
you're cutting out.
Oh God, that is crazy. I just used to call you guys.
I'm glad that you called because you got a pair of tickets for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh man, that's nice thing all week. Thank you, Kevin.
Working on a story about a Jeffrey Epstein lookalike who announced he wants to run for Palm Beach mayor. I can't imagine looking like anyone worse, but he does. He looks exactly like him. So the question is, who do people tell you that you look like? 800-520-1067.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. That's not bad. Wait, early Val or late Val?
He was not great at the end, and he's dead now. But, you know, it is a young Val Kilmer.
Yeah, that's not bad. He was here at K-Rock one time, and we asked him to sign a poster that was down the hall, and we made the mistake of giving him the marker ahead of time, and he wrote on the walls all the way down to the board he was supposed to sign. And our boss said, "You can't let him do that." And I was like, what do you want me to do, tackle Val Kilmer? What, are you crazy?
Right? That's wild.
That is not bad. K-Rock, hello.
I bet I look like Kathy Bates from Misery.
That's not good, right?
I was called Misery as a kid.
That's a rough person to look like. She's all crazy in Misery.
Yeah.
You like it? You don't like it?
First, I was like, really? You think I'm going to torture someone and keep them trapped? I'm like, sure, okay. And then it just grew on me. I'm like, cool, especially after she did American Horror Story.
Yeah, no kidding. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, you called in for about people you look like?
Yes, people tell you you look like who?
Bill Clinton.
That's not terrible.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not horrible.
Have you gotten any dates? Has it worked for you in any way?
Unfortunately not.
No jobs?
Excuse my line. I did not have sex with that woman.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin. Oh, my gosh.
People tell you you look like who?
People tell me I both look and sound like Joan Cusack.
Joan Cusack?
You know.
I love her, yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Did you know who she was when people told you that at first?
Of course.
All right. Take it easy. K-Rock, people tell you you look like who?
Adam Sandler.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm a woman. Adam Sandler.
Wow. I'm guessing you don't want to look like Adam Sandler?
Definitely not if I'm a woman. Even if I'm a man, I don't want to be looking like Adam Sandler. Not the best thing.
You have his money?
I wish I had his money. I've heard he's very cool.
Yeah, he is cool.
I worked with someone who was his accountant, so that's pretty kick-ass.
He is cool.
But I don't have his talent.
Right.
And definitely not his gender to be good enough to be Adam Sandler. As a woman, it feels like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's not great.
I don't know how I'm going to pull other women, maybe.
All right, people tell you you look like who is the topic. 800-520-1067 is the number. K-Rock, hello. People tell you you look like who?
So when I was in college, young 20s, people told me that I looked like Sandra Bullock from Speed.
Sandra Bullock from Speed specifically?
Yes. Same haircut, same hair color.
Actually. It could be a lot worse. I talked to a girl who people told her she looks like Adam Sandler.
That's true. And one more.
Yeah.
My younger son looks like Timothy Chalamet.
You're just a beautiful family.
Good celebrity looks run in the family.
It is Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. Got another pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock. It's Wednesday. You could win another pair in a half hour on K-Rock. Come on, we know how that ends. Let's get into Turnstile on K-Rock. We have been taking phone calls for the last hour. People tell you you look like who?
Yeah, people say I look like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Elaine from Seinfeld. She's pretty.
Yes, she is.
Do you dance? Do you dance like her?
You know what? Just because of the fact that I kept, you know, being told that I look like her, I learned her dance.
Because everybody asks you the same question.
Yeah, so usually they'll laugh with that, and then I'll laugh, and then I'll do the dance.
That's hilarious. Good work on your part. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I get told I look a lot like Matt LeBlanc, my friend.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. I like an Arabic version of Matt LeBlanc, you can say. All right. And even I'm Mexican-American, but you know what? I'll accept that I look like a Matt LeBlanc, Arabic version. I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'm going to use that.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. People tell you you look like who?
Barack Obama.
I know. It was so funny story. Back when I was in high school, a substitute teacher came. He started going on about like, oh, how lucky I am to be in America, and how I and I'm getting to be with all of you in this classroom, and I get to meet this girl over here who looks like Obama, and he was pointing at me, and the whole class started laughing, and I was like, what? I was like, I do not. And that just became a running joke for a while. And one of my classmates was like, hey, Nikki, I heard you look like Obama, and I'm just like, no. It just became a running joke.
I mean, it could have been an ugly guy. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. Oh, my God, hi.
Hi there. People tell you you look like who?
People tell me I look like Zendaya. I have, like, curly brown hair, and I don't really think that I look that much like her, but even my dad tells me I look like her.
Wow. So. You must. That's a good person to look like.
It's definitely a compliment.
Yeah.
I wish that I saw it more.
Yeah, you'll take it.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. People tell you you look like who?
They say I look like Brendan Yates from Turnstile.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All right, man.
So I need to pick somebody to give the tickets to for Death Cab for Cutie, and I think it's going to be the first girl who was told that she looked like Adam Sandler. That does not seem ideal. Hey, is this Yvonne? It's Kevin from K-Rock.
Hi, Kevin from K-Rock.
You, Yvonne, are our winner.
Yay!
You were told you look like Adam Sandler. That's rough.
Kick ass. Being ugly pays off.
You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Wednesday.
Fuck yeah. Awesome.
Last chance. Final chance. Last pair of tickets. Death Cab for Cutie. Less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.